Good morning and welcome to Storylines. I'm your host, Christine Cowley. Our guest today is author Emmy Gerard. Emmy, welcome to Storylines.
Thank you.
Emmy, I discovered your debut YA novel, Girl Man's Up, when my Facebook feed was suddenly populated by like a whole lot of really excited posts from Facebook friends talking about this great book you'd written. And I'm wondering, was that a surprise for you, this the big positive social media reaction you had to your book?
It's funny that you describe it that way, because I think especially on Facebook, you think it's just kind of you and your friends and your family kind of like having a good time, and then you don't really think that there's going to be that much of a reach. And then certainly Twitter ended up being a very exciting place as well. It was a surprise. I honestly thought nobody but my mom was listening to me on social media, really.
Yeah, and that's how I actually discovered you. And then there was a post which was, you know, I kind of see that as like a totally memorable fan moment, because I enjoyed it vicariously when you shared on Facebook that Bex Taylor-Kloss, who had played the character of Bullet in the series The Killing, which I was addicted to, tweeted that she would totally play your character Pen if there were ever a film version of Girl Man's Up. And you were so excited, and I got so excited for you.
Yeah, I was. That was a very crazy fangirl moment for me, because Bullet on The Killing, I mean, was so iconic to myself and my girlfriend, and then finding out that she was reading the book and then just flipping out, and then actually getting to talk to her on Twitter, exchanging messages. Yeah, that was just, I'm so glad other people were excited too.
Yeah, I felt like you were part of my community at that moment, and I ran out, I seriously got in the car, which is like I'm a half hour from civilization, and I went and got the book.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, that's so great. Yeah. I'm going to have to let Bex know that.
Oh, yeah. I felt very much part of the excitement. So, you know, you and I have talked, and I think all of my listeners probably know I have this love-hate relationship with social media, but this was one of those really positive moments where social media was working as inviting me to be part of community. So that was very exciting for me and for your community. And then as I, of course, read the book, and I wanted to know more, because it's beautifully written, and I it's so much more than YA. It's kind of a shame we have to categorize these things, because it absolutely crosses all the barriers into really competent, well-written, enjoyable, memorable fiction, period. And I was interested to learn a bit more about you, and to find out that you kind of have been playing around with writing for a very long time, sort of sporadically going at it and then backing off and going at it. There was a lot happening for you in terms of, I guess, not having 100% confidence that you could complete a manuscript and do something with it. And then you discovered a community that helped you to push that forward. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so I think that I wouldn't say I put, you know, very much effort into writing up until all this started happening, which would have been about 2009, 2010. I just, you know, sometimes you're bored on a Saturday and you're like, you know what, I'm going to write a story. So that's kind of what I did. And then chapter one, of course, didn't get very far at the end. You know, like there wasn't anything going on. And then suddenly it kind of dawned on me, wait a minute, can I actually do this, write a story, or do I have to go to university? So that's when I kind of did my research, and then, thought, okay, if you can write something to the end, then that'll, you know, give you permission to start looking into the whole community and maybe a class and all that. So that's kind of what happened in 2010. I'd finished a manuscript, and then I found the Writers Community of Durham Region, took some classes in Toronto, and that's what pushed me. That's when I really decided to do this.
Right, and then you very strategically chose the right kind of group and mentor that matched the identity that you had discovered for yourself as a writer. And you went on a Lambda retreat and specifically worked with Melinda Lowe. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm somebody who's really into researching. I plan and I look ahead before I get going on something. So I did do a lot of research about what it's like to be a queer writer of queer fiction, and that's when I found the retreat. So certainly it was a pretty extensive application process, and getting the, you know, the acceptance letter was, you know, felt not quite like college, but almost like getting into college. And, you know, I'm the type of person, everything I do is kind of strategic. I don't think I'm going to be able to take advantage of everything, but I certainly want to put myself in a place where if things will happen, I'm there, ready to do it. So when I saw Melinda Lowe was the YA faculty, I thought, I got to get in here. So that moment, the Lambda Retreat, is kind of what upped my game as a writer for sure and connected me to the community, and it definitely paid off.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, you've also kind of found yourself explaining a little bit, I guess, some feedback through various avenues from readers who kind of thought or expressed their disappointment that some of the language and behaviors in Girl Man's Up reflect attitudes that you actually, you, M.E., as an author, don't share. And some of these readers kind of found that either confusing or offensive. But you knew when you were working on this manuscript that you were going to get called on those decisions that you're making with your novel. So I'd like you to describe kind of the decision-making process around this tightrope you had to walk to guard against maybe actually reinforcing attitudes that you don't share, but at the same time being true to your work and holding up this mirror to what needs to change and being authentic and true about what is.
Yeah, I think that, you know, after the Lambda Retreat, it became clear to me that I had to do a lot of research in terms of, you know, queerness and gender and all of that stuff, because although I felt like, you know, I've got a story that I can tell, I don't think I was armed with enough perspective and just theory, you know, when it comes to discussing these concepts. So once I had that, I felt kind of empowered as a storyteller to make decisions, and I knew that some things were going to not be appreciated by some, and some were going to appreciate it, because there's a fine line between, you know, really getting your message out there, but also being authentic and true to life. So when it comes to, like, the language, even the title, Girl Man's Up, I kind of knew, like that, I'm walking that fine line, okay, this language there could offend some people, or they could think, you know, you're reinforcing the idea of, you know, blah, 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 blah. So knew that going in, but to me, I felt in order to say some of these other things very strongly, I needed to leave some of these other not-so-great things, because it just adds to the whole vivid kind of depiction of real life in this story. So I think going into something, you know, being self-aware was definitely helpful for me. So I felt more confident about the choices that I made and what, you know, how they could be received.
Yeah, yeah. And I personally thought you pulled that off really well. And for me, the dialogue that these people were in the room with me while I was reading this book. And I was just so engaged because they were real people to me. They were real. The characters came alive. So, you know, I actually found that you did get the message across, and, you know, that was my experience. So we're going to take a short break, Emmy, and when we're going to come back, I want to hear more from you about Girl Man's Up and maybe a bit of advice for would-be novelists out there. You're listening to Storylines on Hunter's Bay Radio, 88.7 FM. We'll be back in just a few moments. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Storylines. This is Christine Cowley. Today we are delighted to have with us M.E. Girard talking about her debut novel, Girl Man's Up. Before the break, M.E., we were talking about maintaining a balance between delivering a message you know, if your intention is to change some habitual attitudes and maybe address some of those ingrained beliefs that you want to talk about, but you still need to stay authentic in your writing. So is there some other key advice, important things to remember that you might be able to offer to potential first-time authors?
The one thing that I keep stressing is for people to just do their research, and it seems so simple, but there is a ton of information out there, and, you know, it doesn't have to cost a lot of money. You get a couple of books, find a couple of websites, and look at the discussions, and just do your research at really any step of the way in the process of getting published, because I think a lot of the mistakes that happen are just because people just didn't spend enough time preparing. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing. I know that it might have seemed ridiculous, the amount of time I spent just looking up one little, you know, step, but I think it pays off in the end. So do your research.
Yeah. Now, speaking of research, I know that from speaking to you before the show, that Girl Man's Up was actually not the novel that has been sitting with you in your heart and in your soul for a long time. And that is something you're working on now. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's interesting because I know that when people meet me, they're kind of looking at me like, wait, is anything about Girl Man's Up, you know, part of you as a person? And the novel was heavily inspired, just the main character, by my girlfriend. Uh-huh. But other than that, there's nothing. The story that I'm working on now is actually a story that it's one of the chapter ones that I kept starting in the last decade or so, and I just don't think I had the perspective and just the skill and the just understanding of what I was trying to say. So now it really seems like a good place to be. So that's what I'm working on now. But it's also a YA novel that takes place in the same universe as Girl Man's Up. It's just for people.
And you're talking about having one of the words you used, which I love, is writer's chops. You now feel you have some of that.
I think so. I mean, don't get me wrong, okay? If you talked to me about 2 months ago, I would have been like, wait, how do I write a novel? So I think that, you know, it's a continual process of just relearning almost to how to write and what your voice is and what you're trying to do with words. But definitely I think I have this ability to stand back and assess my work a little bit more and read critically. That's something I've gotten better at. So I think now I'm in a better place to attack this.
Yeah. And one of the things that has so impressed me with you and what drew me in the first place was this sense of community that I get from reading your posts and it carried over into the book. There's a section at the back of the book that I enjoyed reading more than once because you gave so much credit to the community that surrounded you and helped you and that you called upon, that you actually sought out. So can you maybe express what other would-be novelists or writers of nonfiction as well might do to help them kind of get into that whole stream of the writing community?
Yeah, because, I mean, one of the things, if you do your research, you'll hear about networking, you gotta get out there and some opportunities to network, which is kind of intimidating. It to me feels a little bit fake, like I'm going out there to, you know, score some relationships with people that'll pay off professionally. So I think the way I looked at it is, what's available to me, what events are happening, what fun things are happening, like the Muskoka Novel Marathon, which was like the best thing ever. and then it kind of just puts you in a fun situation where you can first feel like a writer, which is awesome, and then just meet people. And these people just kind of end up in the same circles if it's your local writing circle. And then certainly there's huge communities online, especially in the YA community. So just kind of getting out there and talking to a few people. So, you know, it doesn't feel so much like networking. It just feels like, you know, being social. And then next thing you know, you've got this kind of network around you that you've built just by being friendly and getting to know people.
Yeah, and I think that's particularly difficult for those of us who are the kind of quintessential loners who want to just kind of be in our little bubble of writing and you know we have a relationship with the keyboard. So it's kind of hard to push ourselves outside of that, but it's really important, is what you're telling us.
Yeah, and I mean, don't get me wrong here. I know it's difficult. I'm not somebody who has a hard time being out there and meeting people and just chatting and seeing what happens. So I can see how it would be difficult for somebody who's used to being more isolated, and that sucks. But just try it out and see, because there's a couple of loners there, too, probably, that feel uncomfortable. And you people can get together and be friends, and then, you know, we can all hang out. I mean, it's all good, you know.
Yeah.
Just get out there and try.
Yeah. It is a just get out and try, and what's the worst that can happen? You might meet a friend, or you might go home and say, I don't want to do that again, but you got to try. Now, some of the great things that have come of this book for you, and what will of course make it easier in the next time around with the novel you're working on, you've been nominated for a load of awards, and one of which we're keeping our fingers crossed, we're going to hear about in June, is the Lambda Literary Award. You are a finalist. And you were also on the CBC Best Books of 2016, and a pile of other things. The Kirkus Best of 2016, the Morris Award finalist. So lots of accolades for Girl Man's Up. Can you maybe give our listeners some word on what's coming up for you in terms of personal appearances or book signings? And certainly we need to know your website and how they can find out more about what you're doing.
So my website is megirard.com, megirard.com. I do it myself, so I keep it nice and updated. Right now in May, I have the Festival of Literary Diversity, which is in Brampton. Uh-huh. I'm going to be doing a couple of panels there. Other than that, I don't have anything official. I'm just kind of getting off the whole travel thing, but you know, hopefully invite me. I like going places. I like booking time off work, you know. We'll see what comes up.
Yeah, that's great. So you are available to talk to groups or book clubs or what have you, and having talked to you now a couple of times, Emmy, I think you would be a fabulous speaker. I think you have great things to say and a really encouraging attitude. So I would be there in the audience when I hear about anything coming up this way. Emmy, I really want to thank you for your time today. It's been such a pleasure to talk to you and to hear a bit more about Girl Man's Up. And I hope our listeners will get out there to their bookstore and grab themselves a copy.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Storylines on Hunter's Bay Radio. Today we've been speaking with YA author Emmy Girard. I'm Christine Cowley, your Storylines host, and I'm here every Thursday morning at 10:05 a.m. talking to authors and book folks about books and the writing life. Please join us next week when we speak with author Farzana Doctor about her latest novel, All Inclusive. Thanks for listening.